Vrindavan, Mahimamrita.
Shastras are not required for Vrindavan. We were speaking, I think, yesterday, how the person's writing a shastra that tells us that shastras aren't required. And this is a very paradoxical point, but it's not. He's, as we clarified yesterday, when he said shastras, he meant karmakanda shastras and gyanakanda shastras, but bhakti shastras and bhakti upasana and rasa shastras, they are absolutely necessary and inseparable, inseparable part of Vrajavas, or Raghunuga Bhajan. Vrajavajan are the rasa shastras. Cannot do without them. So 1786. Daivibak pratishe dini bhavatu me syadva gurunam giram. Shreni shastra vidami hastu bahuda yakopi kolahala. Tyaktva sadya sarana jatam akhilam lagnatu miradika. Krita kanana vasa sampadi manag vyavavartate no mana. So he's very strongly voicing his intense attachment to Vrindavan. Even if an akashvani, a voice from the sky, forbids me, even if the spiritual masters prohibit me, even if the scriptures raise a commotion and repeatedly bar me from residing in Vrindavan, still I will not leave Vrindavan even once. I will give up all religious practices and their results and simply live in Vrindavan, which is a place of Sri Radha's pastimes. So this is a very interesting verse, the way it's translated and what he's saying. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, Saraswati Pad. It's almost like saying, I will attain Krishna Prem, and having attained Krishna Prem, I will give up rules and regulations, and I will give up all rites and rituals. But if you attain Krishna Prem, you're already beyond all the rules and regulations, Vaidhi and Yama Niyama and Vaidhi and Nisheda and everything. So I stay in Vrindavan and remember Radharani and worship Radharani. That is the perfection of all sadhana. That is siddhi, that is prema, that's perfection of all, it is all religious practices and their summit of expression and their perfection of realization. And that is the perfection of understanding the shastras. And he's not saying about his spiritual master. He's saying, if the spiritual masters prohibit me. He doesn't say my spiritual master. He says the. There's different words for the and my. So my spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya, he's told me to go to Vrindavan. So I'm here in this order. But I'm in Vrindavan now, and some other spiritual masters may meet me and they say, what are you doing here? You're very young. You should go home and go somewhere else, do service. So he said, let's look at it. He's saying, I won't go anywhere, and I will live in Vrindavan simply, which is a place of Radha's pastimes, which means he knows that Vrindavan is a place of Radhika's pastimes, and he wants to be in Vrindavan to take part in those pastimes. Radhika Krita Kanana Vasa. I want to live in the forests. Kananavasa Sampadi, those most opulent forests where Radhika has her wonderful pastimes. It's not Sri Radha, it's a place of Sri Radhika's pastimes, those forests. I'll live there, Vas. I'll live there in those Kanana, Krita Kanana. Radhika Krita Kanana. Very nice. Ka. Radhika Krita Kanana. Very nice. Radhika Krita Kananavas. Radhika Krita Kananavas. Radhika Krita Kananavas. Radhika Krida Kananavatsaki Jai. I want to live in the forest. Okay, next question. Where is the forest? Well, how about the 14th floor of an apartment building in Vrindavan? That's kind of like, it's called Radhavan Apartments. It's called Radhavan Apartments. I guess that must be a 14th floor of forest. You can look out on the Yamuna from the 14th story of your tree. Climb up in the Kadamba tree 14 stories and look at the Yamuna and call Krishna and call gopis out of the Yamuna. Oh, if you do, you won't be able to even see what they look like from 14 stories. They look like ants standing under your Kadamba tree. So this is the modern forest in Vrindavan. They knock off all the trees. They build a building, a 14-story high building in Vrindavan. They call it Radhavan Apartments. Unbelievable. At any rate, this is his aspiration. So he's saying, I don't care about Shastras, but he would never end up in Vrindavan if he didn't know about Shastras. He's gone through all the Shastras. That's why he's Saraswati. Prabodh Ananda Saraswati. He's deeply fixed in bliss. Prabodh. His intelligence is Prabhudi. Prabhudi means he has so much Prakrishta Bhuti, is such fixed and strong and concentrated and powerful intelligence that he used all his intelligence to surrender to Lord Chaitanya, and then he became blissful. And by surrendering to Lord Chaitanya and using all his intelligence to do that, then he automatically realized the teachings of all the Vedas and Shastras and scriptures, and the perfection of religion and the ultimate Siddhanta, Tattva Siddhanta. So he became Saraswati. Saraswati is Lord Vishnu's consort. So if you have Saraswati's mercy, then you're a devotee of Vishnu. That's the real Saraswati. Oh, he's Saraswat Brahman, but he's a bogey. So he's Prabodh Ananda Saraswati. And he's, after all that input and realization and surrender and deep study, he's come to Vrindavan and said, I don't care about religious scriptures. You did so much care before you came here that you realized that this is it. This is the epitome of all your studies. This is the summit of all Dharma. So now you'll never leave. You're taking Kshetra Sannyas. You'll stay in Vrindavan on the banks of the Yamuna and meditate on Krishna's Leela and write wonderful rasa shastras like Radharas Sudhaniti and Vrindavan Mahimamrita and Sangeet Madhav. And relish the ras of Leela Katha and Leela Smarana. So this is a beautiful perfection. So even if the devas forbid him, Akashvani means the devas are speaking. So the Akash, you know, they tell me, get out, hey, leave Vrindavan. Or the spiritual masters in Vrindavan or the exalted mahants and spiritual leaders tell me, hey, get lost, go back to Delhi. Or in a religious practice, let's see another scripture here. Another translation. The proclamation of my fate. The proclamation of my fate. And the statements of the spiritual masters may both forbid me. Very interesting. In other words, the dictates of my destiny. That's another way of saying it. My destiny may forbid me. People often say that, oh, Maharaj, I can't live in Vrindavan. It's not my destiny. I'm not born in India. I can't live here. And when I came in 1977, that thought went through my mind, how will I ever live here? I'm not Indian. But then I thought, I'll become Indian citizen. I know that people come from other countries to America, from Germany and France and India itself, and they become American citizens. So why can't I come from America and become Indian citizen? Because impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. And I'm Prabhupada's aspiring disciple. So I hope that I'm not in the category of fools. And only because of his mercy I've been lifted slightly above the category. So he's saying, so my fate may, oh, it's not my fate. You're so fortunate you can live in Vrindavan. I'm not so fortunate. It's not my fate. People say that. Ask your friends in Mumbai. So he's saying, maybe my destiny and maybe the spiritual master, they may forbid me. My destiny is not allowing me. And the words of they who know the scriptures may rise in outcry. Still, not considering what can or should be done, my heart clings to the treasure of residing. Oh, that's what the sampadi is. Sampadi means treasure. See the line? Radhika, that's why I said, what's the sampadi? It means treasure. Sampad. Radhika krida karanavasa sampadi. I was thinking that treasure of living there, and that's exactly what it says here. My heart. So the heart here is manag, mana, my mind. Heart or mind. My heart clings to the treasure of residing in Srimati Radhika's pastime forest, and it will not move in the slightest. That's that phrase, vyavavartate, no. Varta means path or way, vyava means this way, that way. Vyavavarte, no, mana. My mind won't move in the slightest way from this desire to have this wealth of living in Radhika Krita Kananavas. Radhika Krida Kananavas. Very beautiful phrase. Radhika Krida Kananavas. It would be nice if this particular translation we have was published in this book. Seems rather, in general, more accurate and more grammatically correct. And this one is sometimes a little more poetic in some ways. I guess it's the poetic license of the translator. Text 99. Yatrevati rason madam viharate mat preshta vastudyam bhakti kapi maha rasotsava mayatra eva nis yandate yatreva pravishanti naiva nigama shenigiram bangayas tasvinna eva mamastu di pranayini vrindavane pavane. Vrindavane pavane. Oh. It's really, who knows, we don't know any Sanskrit, but a few little words and phrases here. Really very wonderful. Viharate vastu dvam. Bhakti kapi maharasotsava mahiyatra eva nisyandate. Shanti Nagama Shreni. Vrindavane Pavane. Pavana Radhe Te Ronam, Pavana Shri Vrindavendam, Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrindavendam, Pavana Radhe, Pavana Sham, Pavana Shri Vrindavendam. May I develop love for that sanctified land of Vrindavan, where my dearmost Radha Krishna are always absorbed in loving pastimes, from which emanates the transcendental flow of pure devotional service, and which is untouched by the statements of the Vedas. Vrindavani Pavani. The sanctified land of Vrindavan. Vrindavana Pavani. Priyayani. Deep Pranayani. Let my thoughts. Mamdi. The thoughts means a D. Thinking. Mamastu D. Let my thoughts always stay in purifying Vrindavan. That's what that means. Pranayani. Pranayani means prana, where you're living. Pranayani. Intelligence, living in a pure Vrindavan. That's what he says. Deep pranayani, Vrindavane pavane. Let my intelligence always reside. My intelligence and my life force, my prana, may always be residing in that purifying land of Vrindavan. Let my thoughts always stay in purifying Vrindavan, where intoxicated by tasting the sweetest nectar. Rason madam. Unmad means to be intoxicated. Rasa means the sweet nectar of the vihar, pastimes. The sweet nectar of the pastimes. Preshtavastu. That's the most intimate and powerful object and objective. Dvayam. Vastu bhakti. What it says. Let my thoughts always stay in purifying Vrindavan. Where? I'll stay there. I'll stay in purifying Vrindavan. And when I'm there in Vrindavan, I'll become intoxicated. How will I become intoxicated? By ras. Ras unmad. Ras unmad. Prema ras unmad. Krita ras unmad. Rasa krita ras unmad. I'll become maddened and intoxicated and crazy, meditating on and remembering and rolling in the dust of Vamshivat and the Leela Stali and Yamunapulin and Dear Shamir on the banks of Jamuna. And that's how I will relish this wonderful ras. This Rasun Mad, Amaranam Viharate. I'll be intoxicated, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, by tasting the sweetest nectar. My dearest divine couple enjoyed pastimes. That's Preshtavastu Dvayam. We say Advaya means non-dual, the non-differentiated truth. This is Dvayam. Dvayam means two. Advaita means not two. Not dual. So Dvaya means two. Dvaya Payana Vyas. You've heard? Dvaya Payana Vyas. So Vastu Dvayam. That Vastu, that substance which comes in two. That Preshta Vastu. That most Preshta is an interesting word. Because Preshta means, sounds like English, means precious. That we say Mukunda Preshta. We say Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya. We say Krishna Prashtaya. The Guru is Mukunda Preshta, Krishna Prashtaya. Means he's the most precious object in the heart of Krishna. It's translated, he's very dear. Have you ever heard the translation? He's very dear to Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, and Mukunda. Mukunda Preshta. So Preshta means very precious and very dear. So the Preshta, it says Preshta, Mat Preshta Vastubhyam. My most precious, my most dear and confidential divine couple. Vastu dvayam is a way of saying divine couple. Vastu. Vastu means the ultimate substance. The ultimate substance is God and His Shakti, Shakti, Shaktiman. And they are two. Bhakti kapi maha rasotsava. And the maharas, then it goes on. Where the divine couple enjoy pastimes. That's the Maharasotsava. The Maharas, Utsav. They enjoy those Maharas. And we're filled with the great festival of transcendental sweetness. Pure devotional service is manifested. Where the words of the Vedas and Upanishads cannot enter. So this category is, Shastras are not required. Vrindavan is beyond all these things. So this is the end of class, I think so. This is a very wonderful verse. Nice translation. The Vedas and Upanishads, because you won't find practically nothing directly about Vrindavan. Very esoteric. Only in the Puranas you find the appearance of Vrindavan. Skanda Puran, Padma Puran, Vishnu Puran, Bhagavad Puran. But Upanishads, won't find Vrindavan directly described so wonderfully at all. Very esoteric place. You'll find Vaikuntha described. Vrindavan. The Goloka, Vaikuntha is the spiritual world. Very esoteric. Tattva. That's why the majority of Indians throughout the history are always Vishnu Bhaktas. North India, there's an enclave of, because there's lots of population up here also, so there's lots of worshippers of Radha and Krishna, more of Ram, I suppose. In South India, it's all Vishnu. This is a very nice verse. So tomorrow, actually, that's the conclusion of this particular topic. Shastra's not required. And the next subject we will be examining from this book is give up the desire to attain Vaikuntha and perform Vaidhi Sadhana to attain Hari Bhakti. So give up Hari Bhakti and give up Vaidhi Sadhana to attain Vaikuntha. Well, that's quite a renunciation. So we'll find out what he means by that over the ensuing days by the mercy of Prabhupada and the Saraswati. Vrindavan Mahimamrita Ki Jai.